Here's an idea for the next time you have to drive to the airport when you're heading out of town for vacation or a business trip. Instead of paying the $20-plus dollars a day to park while you're away, you could park for free and have your car cleaned and get a free tank of gas when you return. Not a bad deal, right? The only catch, while you're away, your car would be rented out to someone else. So that's the deal being offered by a new company called FlightCar. It's already operating in San Francisco and will be launching soon this summer at Logan Airport. Sri Ganeshram is co-founder of FlightCar. He's currently on leave from MIT while he helps the company get off the ground. And Sri Ganeshram, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thank you.
So tell us how you came up with this interesting idea.
It actually wasn't me. It was my co-founder, Kevin, and my other co-founder, Rajul. They were having lunch at Panera Bread one day, and Kevin traveled quite a bit, and he was just kind of thinking about the parking garage, and Kevin was like, you know, whenever I travel at the airport, there are these two garages. There's the garage that holds all these rental cars, and people are paying lots of money to take cars out of this garage, and then people are paying a lot of money to keep their cars parked at the airport. And he's like, you know, that doesn't make sense at all. We could probably reduce the cost for people renting cars, as well as save the people parking cars money if we connect these two parties. That's kind of where the idea of FlightCar spawned.
So as a person who's leaving town, I drive my car out to the airport, I take it to terminal, let's say Terminal E, and then what, a representative of FlightCar would be right there where I'm getting out of my car?
No, so actually you'd meet us at our lot, which is about 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And a representative FlightCar would meet you there. And basically from there, you would take one of our Lincoln Town Car black cars to the airport, to the terminal, and we'd drop you off right at the terminal. And the reason we do that is because we're not really allowed to operate directly on the airport, and because if we were to operate with the airport, we'd have to drop you off at the car rental center, which is a lot more inconvenient than being dropped off curbside.
I see. And so then what happens to my car while I'm away?
So while you're away, basically what can happen is your car can be rented or it won't. If your car is rented, it's rented by someone we've FlightCar approved. So, you know, we check for things like they better not have a DUI, they better not have committed Grand Theft Auto, they better not have sped like a whole lot over the speed limit any time in the last 3 years that they've been driving. So we do a 3-year driving record check, and we make sure these people are clean. Or pretty clean at least. And from then on, what would happen to your car is, you know, we'd wash your car at least once, depending on how many times it's rented, to ensure that, you know, you come back to a cleaner car. And your car would be rented. We do cap the mileage at 90 miles per day. So if your car is rented, they can't drive over 90 miles per day. If they do, they'll be charged and all those fees go back to you to cover, you know, the cost of that mileage. And essentially after that, you know, you get your car back when you land. You just give us a call. We pick you up in our black car, and you get taken to your car, and you're ready to go.
And what about the other side of this equation? Let's say I arrive at the airport, and I want to rent one of these cars. How does that work?
So with traditional rental companies, you generally have to, you know, take the shuttle and then wait in the line and then go through a garage process and get the car, and it takes quite a while. So we've tried to expedite the process and improve the experience. So what you do is you give us a call at 1-866-FLIGHT-CAR. We pick up. We then send our black car to go pick you up, and the black car takes you to your rental car. You just sign a piece of paper saying that the condition stated on this paper is the condition of the car, and basically agreeing to the rental terms, and it takes about a minute, and you're ready to go.
So here's my question, Sri. How do you guys make money on this?
We basically insure every owner free parking, and it's kind of a hedge, right, because sometimes cars don't get rented, sometimes they do. And we give the owners benefits, like bonuses, if the car is rented, but we generally take most of the revenue, and that covers our staffing costs, our insurance, and a little bit for profit.
I see. So you take most of the revenue from the person that actually rents the car.
Exactly.
Got it. So it's launched in San Francisco. I understand it's coming to, you plan to launch it in Boston this summer at Logan Airport. How's it working in San Francisco? How's it worked out so far?
It's actually working a lot better than we expected. And I mean, I think it's a function of both good publicity as well as kind of, you know, once a few people try it, they think the experience is awesome and we try and make the experience awesome. So they share it with their friends. And it's worked great. So I think we've had, you know, over 300 rentals take place, and we launched, you know, a month ago. We have around 200 listings that have taken place as well. So we have quite a few customers, more than we certainly expected.
So this is all part of a trend of something that's being called the shared economy or collaborative consumption. Why does this trend make so much sense in your view?
I think it makes a whole lot of sense because it kind of boils down to those fundamental things we learned in pre-K. You know, we were always kind of told to share, and it's silly because, you know, we're told as a kid to share all along, and when we grow up, we end up not sharing things. So I guess finally our pre-kindergartner teachers' wishes have been granted. But it also makes sense, and I think because people are starting to be less personal about objects again. I probably wouldn't share my cell phone with someone else unless, you know, I can watch over them while they're using it, and I wouldn't share my laptop in the same fashion. But, you know, my car or my house, I think I can share with someone because I don't feel that personal. It's not as personal to me as those things anymore. And I think, you know, youth are kind of growing with that. So I think things are changing in that regard.
Interesting. Well, Sri Ganeshram, thanks so much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony. Have a good one.
That's Sri Ganeshram. He's one of the founders of the company Flight Car, which is operating at San Francisco Airport and plans to launch at Logan Airport this summer.
Let us know what you thought about today's show or anything about our show. You can always post a comment on our website, wbur.org/Boston. You can also find us on Twitter or Facebook. We're at Radio Boston, and our email address is radioboston@wbur.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.